The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know who else is back? Folks, you've don't know by now. Let me let you know about our friends at Black Rock Bar and Grill. What is Black Rock, you ask? Well, at Black Rock Bar and Grill, you cook your steak or seafood at your table on a 755-degree slab of volcanic granite. Every bite is hot and cooked just the way you like it. And Black Rock is also, if you go over there, you'll see they have a menu that is chock full of, you know, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, burgers, entrees, and desserts. You could join them for lunch, a date night, or a family night out. You can call ahead for priority seating. That's strongly encouraged. Or you can order online for carryout. Experience steak on a stone at Black Rock Bar and Grill on State Street, just south of I-94 in Ann Arbor, where parking is ample and free. We mentioned this earlier in the show, but if you're just joining us, worthy of note in this hour, too, that Eastern Michigan, right here in Washtenaw County, they have filled their head coaching vacancy, and they've done so with an alum, a letter winner, a guy who wore the uniform, and a guy who's been successful in the MAC, a guy with extensive head coaching experience. You talk about checking all the boxes. I think that they've done that over at Eastern with the hire of Stan Heath. I mentioned earlier in the show, he's done it in the MAC, did it at Kent State. And if you compare this hire with some of the others that are of the former player variety, this one is different. This one is different because this is in the stepping stone. This is how it's similar to Juwan Howard, right? Yes, he's a former player, but it's also not a stepping stone job for him. Now, Juwan came into it having been an assistant for the entirety of his coaching tenure with the Heat. So there are some divergent paths here, but that similarity is very important for a place like Eastern, especially where you go the assistant route. And let's say an assistant has some success at Eastern Michigan. A lot of times, man, more times than not, let's just put it that way, that's going to be a stepping stone for that coach. Stan Heath has been in the SEC. He's coached at the highest level, going back to Arkansas. He's had a few different head coaching stints. He's 56 years old. To me, this is not a quick fix job. Although he did get it done right away at Kent State. You know, who will forget that run he went on with Antonio Gates, right? But, this strikes me as a long-term deal. Like, you're going to be building it over a period of years. He's already 56 years old. I think you mentioned earlier in the show, his life, his professional life essentially started here. You know, he met his wife here, played here. And then got off into coaching. Obviously his first big job was at Michigan State under Tom Izzo. But getting back to the significance of this hire for Eastern Michigan, you're hiring a guy with head coaching experience who I think will treat this as a destination job. He's invested as a former player. He's invested because he's in the latter stages of his career. I won't say the twilight. He's only 56. We know coaches that coach into their 70s, right? Isn't Leonard Hamilton like 72, even though he doesn't look it? Bunny Colvin down there in Tuscaloosa is, I think he's 72 years old. So he has a number of years left in coaching if he wants to go that far. But still, he's not a young buck in the game either. And so I just don't think that this is this is not like a lot of coaching hires you see at that level where it's a stopgap. I think this is one where they can expect for him to be here for the long run, and that's a good thing for Eastern to have.
I'm excited for the opportunity at Eastern, for what they're able to, what they're bringing back, and what they're, because you're trying to, I mean, there is success and there's history there, right? To win at Eastern Michigan, you have to have the right combinations. And they thought that Rob Murphy was bringing in the right combination, bringing his local ties and bringing in the Syracuse, et cetera. But, and we know how well he had recruited the area for Syracuse. But it's the style that Stan Heath brings with him, or most likely will bring with him, is probably more suited to recruiting more players to Eastern, just in the context of it's very hard to really tell kids, come play this 2-3 zone. Come play, you know, in a slow pace where... So he had a really hard time recruiting shooters. He had a really hard time recruiting length for those positions that you need in that zone. And so he doesn't have to worry about it. St. Heath won't have those same kind of restrictions. So recruiting opens up a little bit more. I think more players will be open to coming to Eastern just based on style of play. And so I think that it gives them a really good chance to build Eastern back up into, which is an opportunity to have people showing up at the Convo all the time watching a good basketball team. A couple of years ago, I went to go see Buffalo because I wanted to go check out Nate Oates' squad a few years ago. And there was a decent crowd, but if Eastern was a really good team when Buffalo came in with that really good team, the Convo would have been sold out and hopping. And it would have been really cool, a really fun environment, and hoping that Stan Heath can bring that back to the Convocation Center down the street.
Yeah, Convocation Center is a really, really nice facility. I haven't been through all the MAC facilities to know how many of them are comparable, but you don't go on a recruiting trail and feel like you're going to be at a facilities disadvantage. They have a great gym. They have a practice court. You know, you walk in there, you put a winning team on the court, it can get hopping. It can really get hopping. And so, you know, can he find his, saying can he find his Antonio Gates is a bit unfair, because I'm not saying that you will find a guy that is, you know, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame football player, right? That's actually one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why they were able to get him to Kent State. You know, Antonio Gates originally was a Michigan State guy, and Nick Saban tried to pull some okey-doke on him. And it's like, nah, you can't play basketball. And so he went over to Eastern. And so there's another tie there. Before Stan Heath was able to get him over to Kent State. So being able to recruit the D, being able to, you know, go down in Ohio. I'm referencing, you know, Earl Boykins and Derek Dial, you know, that great duo that they had back in the day. So you're in your footprint and keeping some guys home. And then being opportunistic in the transfer portal. Now, it wasn't a transfer portal when Stan Heath got Antonio Gates, but it may as well have been, right? So being able to get guys that are interested in coming back to this footprint or staying in this footprint, maybe dropping down a level, you know, being able to harvest from that, it seems like it's going to be bountiful crop of players. The portal is just insane. So can you do that in a way that is, it helps you build your program? It'll be interesting to see, but the reason why you should be optimistic is because he's done it, and he's done it in the MAC. So there's reason to think that he can do it again at a place that he's invested in, as a personal. Beyond the fact that it's the job that he has now, he went to school there, which makes it even more personal.
And when he goes to a recruit's house, you know, when the time comes that he can do that again, right? Or if it's Zoom calls and in the immediacy, he can not just is he going to tell that it's his story, but it's his wife's story. They met at Eastern, right? It's a family story, right? So he doesn't have to project his story onto somebody else or give examples of, not that he won't, but he doesn't have to give examples of other people. Hey, you could do this. He can say, you go do this because I did it, right? And he can show, look at where you the different opportunities that will come from it. I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. When I read the news yesterday, I saw the press release that came in. We're hoping to get a coach on the air with us in the near future. And I'm excited with the opportunity to see, as I said, there's no reason why we can't have two really good basketball programs in this county.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to get more players there than Rob was. You know, Rob was... If you weren't familiar with Rob Murphy, he was a really good recruiter at Syracuse, really good recruiter. And I think that was one of the the calling cards for his hire, that he was going to be able to get more guys from the area, from the footprint, to go to Eastern. And, for whatever reason, he got some guys, but not enough for them to take another step in the MAC. And it'll be interesting to see if Stan Heath, who, has, in-state, similar in-state ties.
I think style of play is going to really benefit him. I think it really ends up hurting coaches that come from Syracuse. How many coaches have left Syracuse and been successful elsewhere running the Syracuse zone? I think Washington had 1 year, right, under Hopkins. But that, it's really difficult to take that zone, which obviously Boeheim has mastered for years and years and years, and take it elsewhere. Just because you know how to coach it up doesn't mean your players, A, know how to play it initially because you have to teach them how to do it. But B, Boeheim, his most successful teams, he's able to get those really long guys on the outside. He's always got a couple of really good shooters. And you're not necessarily going to get the same kind of athleticism and length to come to Eastern that you – well, you definitely can't get the same kind of player at Eastern you can at Syracuse. I'm not sure you can attract players to play in that style as well as you can in a more up-tempo, or maybe if you want to just say a more traditional style when you're talking about man-to-man defense. I think that that style is going to help him – increase the recruiting locally and just in general, but I think style is very important to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Like you said, it'll be interesting to see how that all works out in the grand scheme of things. And like you said, we'll hopefully get Stan Heath on in the not too distant future. But a very, very good hire for EMU. So. We need to get to a break because we have a special guest coming up on the other side. She can add coach to her resume as she coached the Florida State spring game. There's a picture of her with a play card. I wrote a play sheet. It's like, oh, man, that had to be awesome. So we will talk to Andrea Adelson on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the Ticket.